Are you loyal to the foil? I am, and nothing made me grab my shiny hat any quicker than the Baltimore Bridge collapse. Conspiracy theory? Well, I'm not saying there is one, and I'm not saying that there isn't one, but I'm definitely not saying that there isn't one. Now, that might have been a double negative, but you get it. If not, you wouldn't be listening to an unhinged broad ranting into a microphone. Here's the thing. When the mainstream media all repeat the same talking points together, it makes the spike on my tinfoil hat shoot straight up. It's a cacophony of bullshit. Accident? Sure. And you knew this within, what, a couple of hours? I forgot the media was right about everything, like COVID, vaccines, the election. Oh, wait, that's right. You're all talentless boobs who read a script written by someone else. You're an actor. Yeah, sure, you're on the news, but you're an actor. The fake tits, bleach blonde hair, dark tan in the winter, false lashes, and plastered on makeup should have been a clue. And that's just the women. Have you seen the men? Sean Hannity, Don Lemon, Joe Scarborough, triple barf. Just saying, if we have to have actors on the news, can we at least get Ryan Gosling? Anyway, that was not needed. Let's move on from Ryan Gosling's perfect bone structure to the shit show that is America right now. We all need to stop, review, and then reject this propaganda like the load of poppycock that it is. I don't care what little Pete Buttigieg and the prostitutes are trying to tell us. First, let's review the key facts to understand how massive of a catastrophe this was. The Francis Scott Key Bridge was the 9th largest port in the country. It's also the busiest port for cars and light trucks, with more than 12 million commercial and passenger vehicles crossing that bridge just last year. That's 34,000 cars a day if you're fast with math. It was also a major passageway for trade. Between $100 to $200 million worth of trade passed through that port every single day. And as a major passageway for agricultural goods, you can look forward to your groceries going up again this year. Now, this is what it was until last week when a cargo ship crashed into it. Then this 1.6-mile bridge collapsed into the ocean, killing 6 construction workers. Aside from the lost lives, the collapse will affect about 8,000 jobs and about $2 million in wages. Shockingly, the Dolly cargo ship that smashed into the bridge wasn't driven by a woman. However, its captain was Ukrainian. Is that weird because we're holding up some funding for their war right now? Maybe, but not really enough to get my panties in a knot. But the rest of this story is, this exact cargo ship suffered another collision in Antwerp in 2016.
Do or do not, there is no try.
Well, Yoda, they didn't try in Baltimore, they succeeded. Seems weird this ship has crashed twice, but let's proceed. The boat apparently lost power, causing it to T-bone that bridge beam. But it's been noted by experts that the usual procedure would have been to run extra generators or use steering gear pumps. A little weird. You would think there would be some sort of backup on a nearly 1,000-foot-long, 160-foot-wide vessel that weighs 95,000 tons when empty. This thing was nearly as long as the Eiffel Tower, and no one checked the backups. No one thought to use them. The math ain't mathin'. Now, this bridge was considered up to code for when it was built in 1977. Fun little aside here on our crap infrastructure, the first cargo ship was built less than 70 years ago. Since then, these vessels have increased in size by 2,900%. Think about that. This bridge was built before the movie Grease came out. I think things have improved, gotten a little bigger, but our infrastructure is just a relic. This bridge was built before the movie Grease even came out. You think things might have improved, gotten a little bit bigger? Yeah, but our infrastructure is nothing more than just a bunch of relics. And a bridge that's sound for the 70s isn't comforting. People in those days had pet rocks. But moving on from the boomer hate, This vessel was on its way to Sri Lanka, a known human trafficking hub. This cargo ship could have been used for smuggling. Consider this. There is no plan for the crew of the ship to disembark. They will stay on it till the vessel is moved. The media says that unloading crews of foreign nationals from a ship is difficult because U.S. ports require loads of paperwork. Meanwhile, we're letting random undocumented illegal migrants pour over the border and roam the country. But the 21 men on the boat of a massive crash can't get off because of paperwork? Not buying it. These aren't normal circumstances. This could surely be worked around. Besides, I want to see these people come off the boat. We need to know who they are, get their story, not just leave them on the boat so they can, what, kind of gel up what happened into one nice little story, get their story straight. But then again, maybe this ship is transporting people and they need to guard it. No proof of anything I'm saying here, all conjecture, but it is strange. As Trump might comment, hey, people are saying it, not me, but people are saying it. Let's think about this. The bridge was under construction, but still open to the public. This chunk of a bridge that literally can't withstand the size of boats in the port these days. It needs work, but let's just leave it open. Well, I guess it was good enough for government work, as they say. Now, there are 6 hours of audio from the boat during the crash that had been turned over to the NTSB. Of course, it's not been released to the public, and I doubt the full length will. It'll be one of those, oops, we lost it, or parts of it were damaged. You know the government goon drill. I don't have to tell you about it. You might have heard there was a cargo ship that smacked into a bridge in Oklahoma a few days later. It didn't fall, but everyone was nervous for sure. But did you hear about the bridge in Valley View, Ohio that spontaneously combusted? It collapsed after going up in flames. 3 bridges in a matter of just days. This is starting to kind of sound like all those food plant and processing fires we had back in 2022. Remember that? That kind of went away. Guess it's our bridges now that are up for grabs. But here's the part that warms the cockles of my conspiracy theorist heart. Remember there was that movie from Netflix about a train crashing and spilling toxic chemicals in East Palestine, Ohio? And then, it happened! Oh, Holly Weir did it again. Go watch Leave the World Behind. It was produced by the Obamas, and it details a series of events that caused America to essentially collapse piece by piece. The first tragedy to occur is, you guessed it, a massive cargo ship loses control and crashes. In the movie, it landed on a beach, but the powers that be gotta have plausible deniability, am I right? Can't make it 100% the same all the time. Maybe I'm crazy, but I think if you're listening to this, you probably sense something is off about this bridge collapse. Well, it's a little late, and for now, I gotta be done with this conspiracy. I gotta get back to my other conspiracy, the one universally consuming all white women. Finding Kate Middleton. Thanks for listening to Broad Thinking. Be sure to tune in next week for an all-new episode. Don't forget to watch my 24 for 24 interview series, where I ask 24 questions to presidential candidates. Head over to YouTube and watch my interview with Jill Stein, Michael Rechtenwald, and Chase Oliver.